Kanye got canceled and took a break from music for a while, but when he came back with his new project, Vultures, he made it clear that he was ready for more smoke. He took shots at everyone, from Drake to Taylor Swift, and today we're breaking down all of the disses. Vultures is Kanye's first album since he got divorced from Kim Kardashian and married his new wife, Bianca Sensory. So, of course, Kanye takes a ton of shots at his ex Kim on the album. The first verse of Keys to My Life is all about Kim. On the song, Kanye raps, "Look at what I stumbled on. Another nigga chilling on your couch with pajamas on. Thought I was the only one. How dare you have a nigga in your house eating Papa John's?" This bar was a clear shot at Kim and her relationship with comedian Pete Davidson. Kim started hooking up with Pete after they met on the set of Saturday Night Live in 2021, and they dated for around 9 months before breaking up in 2023. Kanye was not happy about the relationship and was constantly dissing Pete on social media while they were together. Kanye even threatened to beat him up on the song Easy with The Game, where he rapped, "God save me from that crash, just so I can beat Pete Davidson's ass." So, the line on Keys to My Life is about Kanye finding out that Pete was posted up in his house sleeping with his ex-wife. There's even a photo of Kim and Pete wearing matching pajamas while they're hanging out with Kris Jenner and Flavor Flav. The bar could also be a shot at Papa John's. In 2018, Papa John's considered hiring Kanye as a spokesman for the brand, but the former CEO, John Schnatter, shut it down and told the ad agency that they couldn't hire Kanye because he used the N-word in his music. But just a few days later, John Schnatter was forced to step down as CEO after he used the N-word on a conference call. The call was about figuring out how to distance the company from racist groups after John made negative comments about the NFL National Anthem protests. On the call, John said that Colonel Sanders used to say the N-word and KFC was just fine, except on the call, he didn't censor himself and said the word. The tape of the call ended up getting leaked, so John Schnatter was fired and removed from his own company. John has been trying to get back in power ever since and blames Kanye and the KFC dude, Colonel Sanders, for getting them canceled. So, Kanye seeing Pete Davidson eating Papa John's on his couch made him even more mad. Later on Keys to My Life, Kanye also talks about what went wrong with his marriage to Kim, rapping, "Where you get that money from? Looking at how far we come, I bought your first Vacheron. Guess we had an awesome run. Ever since I lost my mom, you was like my foster mom. Hold me like your only son. Hold me like the homies in the shy when they hold their guns. Hold me like a trophy in the sky when they know they won." Even though Kim was already famous when she started dating Kanye, he helped take her to a whole new level. After Kanye's mom died, Kim became the most important woman in his life. But Kanye feels like Kim didn't see him the same way and only used him to help grow her brand and become more famous. Kanye took another shot at Kim on the song Carnival, rapping, "Got my kids in a fake school, we ain't." Kanye has complained on social media multiple times about the school Kim has her kids going to. Kanye's kids go to Sierra Canyon, a prep school in LA where all the children of celebrities go, like Kylie and Kendall Jenner or Bronny James. Kanye has always wanted the kids to go to one of his Donda schools because he doesn't want them to get sucked up into the Hollywood lifestyle. Right after Vultures dropped, Kanye posted a similar message on Instagram that said, "Kim, take my kids out of Sierra Canyon now. It's a fake school for celebrities that are used by the system." Kanye took one more shot at Kim on the last track of the album, King, and rapped, "All that word of mouth couldn't take me out, huh. After all of that, your kid's in the house going crazy." In this bar, Kanye's dissing Kim for speaking out against him while he was being canceled. While Kanye was getting dropped from all of his corporate deals, Kim put out a tweet saying that hate speech is never okay or excusable and that she stands with the Jewish community. On the Kardashians, Kim also said that Kanye's trauma will be worse for the kid's mental health than her sex tape will ever be. And then, during one of his rants at a Vultures album listening party, Kanye said that Kim was blocking him from seeing the kids. But North wanted to be with him so bad that she started ripping up couches in the house.
"My daughter ripped up the motherfucking couches in the house to be able to be with me right now. Y'all don't know what's going on, for real."
So basically, Kanye's telling Kim that she can talk bad about him all she wants, but it still doesn't make her a better parent. Kanye also had a bar about his new wife, Bianca, and dissed the people who had a problem with them being together. On the song Problematic, he raps, "I'm not racist, it's a preference, and my bitch looking like a reference." Kanye's gotten a lot of backlash over the years for mainly dating white women, including Kim. His new wife, Bianca's from Australia, so people have made similar comments when they got married. But Kanye is saying that he isn't racist, he just likes who he likes. Kanye also mentions how people say that Bianca looks just like Kim, calling her a reference. A reference is also a photo or other visual that can be used to create a drawing or other piece of art. So, Kanye is playing on the idea that people are calling Bianca a clone of Kim, but he sees her as an inspiration. It's a deep bar, but Kanye also mentions Bianca later on the same track, rapping, "Wish somebody would have warned us. When I was 15, my soulmate wasn't born yet. Bianca is 29 and Kanye is 46. So he's referencing the age gap between them and how it doesn't matter because to him, they're still soulmates. The next person on the album Kanye decided to take shots at was his longtime enemy, Taylor Swift. The beef between Kanye and Taylor goes back almost 15 years when he cut her off at the VMAs to say Beyonce had the better video.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time.
Kanye later apologized, and for a while, they were cool. But then the beef started back up again in 2016 when Kanye name-dropped Taylor on the song Famous and rapped, "For all my Southside niggas that know me best, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that bitch famous." Taylor wasn't happy about the bar and took a shot at Kanye during her acceptance speech at the Grammys a few days later. But Kim later exposed Taylor for being fake and released a video proving she knew about the line ahead of time and didn't have a problem with it.
So it says, "To all my Southside niggas that know me best, I feel like Taylor Swift might owe me sex." Okay.
Taylor responded to Kanye and Kim on the track, "This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things," and said, "There, I was giving you a second chance. If only you weren't so shady, but you stabbed me in the back while shaking my hand. And therein lies the issue. Friends don't try to trick you, get you on phone, and mind twist you." Over the years, they kept going back and forth between pretending to be cool, then dissing each other in interviews. But now, the beef may have picked back up again after Kanye name-dropped Taylor on Vultures. On the track Carnival, he rapped, "Why she say she sucked my dick? Then she said she ain't sucked my dick. She gonna take it up the ass like a ventriloquist. I mean, since Taylor Swift, since I had the rollie on the wrist. I'm the new Jesus, bitch. I turned water to Chris." The bar could just be a play on words about how Kanye's had money since 09 when he first dissed Taylor. But her army, the Swifties, took it as a shot at Taylor and attacked Kanye instantly on social media. Kanye went on Instagram to defend himself and said that he didn't mean it as a diss, but thanked Taylor's fans for the free promo. He also reminded them about the time he tried to help Taylor get her masters back from her former manager, Scooter Braun, and called her an inspiration. But Kanye also took a slight shot at Taylor and trolled her fans, telling them he's been more helpful than harmful to her career. Kanye wrote, "To all Taylor Swift fans, I am not your enemy. I'm not your friend either though, LOL. Kanye also shut down the rumor that Taylor had him removed from the Super Bowl. Former NFL player Brandon Marshall said on a podcast,
"Kanye West pulls up to Vegas. Kanye West buys a ticket in front of Taylor Swift's booth."
Oh.
Either he had a mask on with his logo on a mask, right? Typical Kanye. Taylor Swift gets pissed off. Cheek Boom Boom makes a call or two. Everybody's involved. He gets kicked out the stadium.
Kanye did leave early, but he said it had nothing to do with Taylor. According to Kanye, Bianca had never been to a Super Bowl before, so they decided to walk around and went to watch G's Box and hang out with other friends. So who knows if the rumor is true, but it wouldn't be surprising if Taylor was upset to see Kanye at the Super Bowl. Jack Antonoff, a singer who was good friends with Taylor, also called Kanye a crybaby bitch on Twitter after he found out that Vultures was dropping on the same day as his band's new album. So even though Kanye claims he didn't mean any harm with the line, Taylor's people are clearly still mad. Kanye also took a shot at Taylor's former manager, Scooter Braun, on the track Vultures. Scooter Braun is the guy who discovered Justin Bieber and also managed other huge pop stars like Ariana Grande and Taylor Swift. Scooter also managed Kanye for about 2.5 years, but they fell out in 2018. Scooter helped Kanye sign the contract with Adidas to create Yeezy, but the deal required Kanye to sell part of the company to a Chinese manufacturer. Kanye wasn't sure about it and called Scooter to ask for his advice. Scooter flew out to talk to Kanye and told him it was okay if he wanted to back out of the deal, but Kanye decided to go through with it anyway. After all the paperwork was signed, Kanye started second-guessing it and flipped out on Scooter. Kanye accused Scooter of tricking him into selling away his company and said Scooter only cared about his commission. Scooter hadn't given the paperwork to the lawyers yet, so he tore up the contract and told Kanye they should stop working together. Kanye then went on Twitter to confirm the split and tweeted, "I no longer have a manager. I can't manage." In 2020, Kanye claimed Scooter was still a close family friend when Ye was trying to help Taylor buy back her masters, but something must have happened between them since then, because on Vultures, Kanye rapped, "I just fucked Scooter's bitch, and we ran her like Olympics, got pregnant in a threesome, so whose baby is it?" This was a personal shot because Scooter recently went through a pretty bad divorce from his ex-wife, Gael Cohen Braun. Scooter and his ex-wife were both Jewish, so that could have been part of their issue. When Kanye was doing interviews about his anti-Semitic statements, he talks about all the Jewish managers and lawyers who stole money from him over the years. So, Scooter might have been one of the people he was talking about. Who But Taylor and Scooter aren't the only superstars Kanye took shots at. He also had a few subliminal disses that fans think are aimed at Drake. Kanye and Drake have had issues for a few years now. It all started after Pusha T dissed Drake on the song Infrared from his album Daytona, which Kanye produced. On the song, Pusha T rapped, "The game's fucked up. Nigga's beats is banging, nigga your hooks did it. The lyric penning equal to Trump's winning. The bigger question is, how the Russians did it. It was all written like Nas, but it came from Quentin." The bar was a reference to Quentin Miller, who was exposed for being Drake's ghostwriter. Drake responded to the diss, which started a battle with Pusha T. Pusha T ended up exposing Drake for having a son that the world didn't know about yet. Drake always blamed Kanye for telling Pusha T about his son, but Kanye later called out Drake for sneak dissing him on the song Sicko Mode with Travis Scott. On the song, Drake raps, "I crept down the block, made a right, cut the lights, paid the price. Niggas think it's sweet, it's on sight." There was a rumor going around that Drake slept with Kim Kardashian, and that's why he and Kanye had beef. Kanye and Kim's house in Calabasas was down the block and to the right of Drake's house, so some fans thought Drake was taking a shot at Kanye and confirming the rumor he hooked up with Kim. Kanye also believed the theory because he called Drake out about it on social media. Drake took a shot at Kanye on the song Betrayal with Trippie Redd, rapping, "All these fools I'm beefing that I barely know. 45, 44, burned out, let it go. You ain't changing shit for me, it's set in stone." Drake and Kanye claim they ended the beef after linking up for the Free Larry Hoover concert, and even took a picture together with Rap-A-Lot Records CEO, Jay Prince. But it seems like that may have all just been for the internet, because Drake has continued taking shots at Kanye. On the song Search and Rescue, Drake used a clip of conversation between Kim and Kris Jenner, where she talks about divorcing Kanye. Drake also took a shot at Kanye on the song Red Button from his album For All the Dogs, Scary Hours Edition, rapping, "Every time you need me for a boost, I never hesitated. Every time that Yeezy called the truce, he had my head inflated. Thinking we gon' finally piece it up and get to levitating. Realize that everything premeditated." On the song, Drake was calling out Kanye for being fake and only wanting to be cool again when it benefited him. So, on Vultures, Kanye took a few shots of his own at Drake. On the song Back to Me, Kanye raps, "I put nerds on the map, not as Urkel and your bitch. Did I do that?" Kanye's talking about how when he first started rapping, he got called a nerd because he wasn't from the streets. But Kanye fought hard to prove himself and be taken seriously as a rapper and paved the way for other artists like Drake who weren't from the streets or seen as tough. The reason fans think the line is also a diss aimed at Drake is because Kanye called Drake a nerd when he took a shot at him on the song Betrayal when he rapped, "45, 44, burnt out, let it go. You ain't changing shit for me, it's set in stone." Kanye shared a text message from a group chat on social media and seemed to be telling Drake, "I've been fucked with by nerd-ass jock niggas like you my whole life." The bar could also be a reference to Drake wearing producer Pharrell Williams' Nerd Chain in the video for his song Jumbo Shit Poppin'. Nerd was Pharrell's group, who also helped kick down the door for new voices in hip-hop. So, by flexing the Nerd Chain, Drake is taking credit for making nerds cool. But on the track Back to Me, Kanye may be reminding Drake that he was the one who really put nerds on the map. Plus, the bar could also be a reference to a skit Drake did on Saturday Night Live where he played Steve Urkel from Family Matters. Kanye also had a sneak diss for Drake on the song Do It where he raps, "Southside, Do or Die, Chi-Town, Top 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Who Am I? Yay, that's Yay Yay." This could just be a random bar about Ye being the greatest rapper in the game, but Drake is known for claiming he's in the top 5 best rappers of all time. Like on Drake's song Grammys when he raps, "Whole city going crazy, whole city going crazy. Top 5, no debating." So, Kanye's bar could be him reminding Drake that he could be top 5, but Ye is still number 1. Kanye has another similar bar on the song Problematic where he raps, and I quote, "It's only one GOAT, let you have your fun though." This could be just another bar about Kanye reminding everyone he's number 1, but some people think it's actually a sneak diss since Drake had a very similar line on his album, For All the Dogs. On the song First Person Shooter, Drake raps, "I love a dinner with some fine women when they start debating about who the GOAT. I'm like, go on ahead, say it then, who the GOAT, who you bitches really rooting for?" So, Kanye's bar on Problematic seems like a direct response to Drake claiming he's number 1 in the rap game. Kanye also had another bar that could be aimed at Drake or a few other rappers that he was once close to. On the track King, Kanye raps, "This what y'all been waiting for, huh? Guess a real nigga couldn't take no more, huh? Niggas mad cause they can't talk to Ye no more, huh? It was fucksgiving, now it ain't no more, huh?" This bar could be about how Drake is just mad cause he started sneak dissing, so Kanye had to cut him off. but it could also be about other rappers like Jay-Z and Pusha T, who cut ties with Kanye after he was canceled for his crazy comments. Kanye even called out Drake and Jay-Z by name during one of his rants at a Vultures listening party, where he told them both,
Drake, this is what you've been waiting for. Jay-Z, this is what you've been waiting for. Kim, this is what you've been waiting for.
So, it seems like the bar was meant for all his old celebrity friends who turned their back on him when he was being slammed in the media. It wasn't only celebrities Kanye was going after on Vultures. He even took a few shots at the brands who dropped him after he got canceled. On the track, Do It, Kanye rapped, You don't like it? That's your loss. Your opinion don't change the show cost. In this line, Kanye is taking a shot at his former business partners and telling them that their opinion doesn't matter because he's still a superstar and can sell out shows all over the world without any brands backing him. On the track Burn, he also takes a few shots at Adidas, rapping, Who's not entertained by my pain? Who ain't cash a check off my name? When my campaign turned to campaign, I burned $8 billion to take off my chains. Kanye is dissing everyone who made money off his brands and ideas, then turned their back on them when everything started falling apart. He also references his deal with Adidas, which was valued at $6.5 billion. So Kanye's saying that he burned $8 billion just for the freedom to do what he wants and take off his chains. Later on, he takes another shot at Adidas, rapping, To who it may concern, the CEO of the firm is now somewhere smoking sherm with Big Worm. In this bar, Kanye's talking about the former CEO of Adidas, Casper Rorsted, who was forced to step down from the company after they dropped Kanye. Casper probably had a lot to do with Adidas cutting ties with Kanye. After Kanye left, the Adidas stock started dropping like crazy. Even though he had a few years left on his contract, Casper was forced to step down as CEO. So Kanye is kicking him while he's down and claiming the Adidas CEO is now homeless, smoking bad drugs. Kanye also took a shot at Balenciaga on the track Burn when he rapped, Man, the world gone mad. Heard R. Kelly in the next Balenciaga ad. Not long after they dropped Kanye in 2022, Balenciaga also had a major scandal for running an ad campaign that had some sketchy photos of kids. They got a lot of backlash for promoting the abuse of children. R. Kelly has also been accused of sexually assaulting minors. So Kanye's taking a shot at Balenciaga for dropping him, then getting caught in a scandal that's even crazier. But later on the album, Kanye also compares himself to R. Kelly. On the track Carnival, Kanye compares himself to three controversial black celebrities, R. Kelly, Bill Cosby, and P. Diddy, rapping, Anybody pissed off? Gotta make them drink the urine. Now I'm Ye Kelly, bitch. Now I'm Bill Cosby, bitch. Now I'm Puff Daddy rich. Kanye's basically saying he's too big to be canceled because every major corporation turned their backs on him, but he still had a number one album. Besides taking shots at other celebrities and the brands he used to work with, Kanye also had plenty of lines about being canceled for his anti-Semitic comments. On the first track, Stars, Kanye rapped, I'ma come through and just black out, keep a few Jews on the staff now, I cash out. The bar is an obvious reference to getting labeled as anti-Semitic. Since getting canceled, Kanye has taken back some of the things he said about Jewish people. Last year, he even said in an Instagram post that he liked Jewish people again after watching Jonah Hill in 21 Jump Street. Before Vultures dropped, Kanye also put out an apology in Hebrew on Instagram and said he didn't mean to offend anyone with his rants. So, the line about keeping Jews on the staff could be another example of Kanye trying to prove he's not anti-Semitic. Kanye also has another line on the track Vultures where he raps, How I'm anti-Semitic? I just fucked a Jewish bitch. This seems to be a play on the first line in the song Doja by British drill rapper Central C, where he raps, How can I be homophobic? My bitch is gay. So it's another line about not being anti-Semitic, but he's mainly just trolling. Then, Kanye also mentions being canceled again on the closing track King, where he raps, Crazy, bipolar, anti-Semite, and I'm still the king. Kanye has listed all the names he's been called over the years and how it doesn't matter because he's still a massive artist. Even though he's been labeled all those things in the past by the media, Ye doesn't think they're true. Kanye says he was diagnosed as bipolar after his famous rant on stage during the Life of Pablo tour, where he took shots at everyone from Jay-Z and Beyonce to Drake and DJ Khaled. For a while, Kanye embraced being bipolar, and the cover of his album Ye even said, I hate being bipolar, it's awesome. But then Kanye claimed he was misdiagnosed and said people were using that as an excuse to give him medication so he would stop speaking his mind. So, according to Kanye, the same way they labeled him crazy and bipolar, now they're trying to call him anti-Semitic just to keep him quiet. Even though it didn't make it to the album, Kanye also got into it with a few other artists and celebrities over unclear samples and verses. A bunch of tracks were played at the Vultures listening party that either had to be changed or didn't make it on the album because the other artists didn't give Kanye permission to use their music. During his rant at the Vultures listening party, Kanye called out Nicki Minaj for refusing to clear her verse for a track called New Body.
I made that girl rewrite her verse 3 times for Monster. I supported her career. You know what I'm saying? But we gonna get this. We gonna get this fucking. Or we just ain't gonna push it out. What the fuck?
New Body was actually an old song that was supposed to be on Kanye's Yandy album that never came out. It was recorded around 2018 but leaked online and ended up going viral on TikTok in 2020. Nicki responded to Kanye on Instagram Live and said she didn't want to release it because the track was old and fans already heard it. Plus, Nicki had just dropped a new album and wasn't ready to release any more new songs.
Now regarding Kanye, that train has left the station. I just put out a brand new album. Well, why would I put out a song that has been out for 3 years?
But Kanye was still mad, and the track didn't make it onto the Vultures album. Kanye also got into it with Ozzy Osbourne and his wife Sharon after he tried to sample a Black Sabbath song. A version of Carnival that Kanye played at a listening party had a sample of Ozzy and his solo band playing the track Iron Man. After the listening party, Ozzy went off on Kanye on social media, calling him an anti-Semite and letting fans know he denied the sample request. Ozzy's wife Sharon, who is Jewish, also threatened to sue Kanye if he didn't remove the sample. So the album version of Carnival has a different bass line that sounds like Black Sabbath, but isn't an exact sample. Kanye even had to pull one of the tracks off of streaming services over a copyright issue. The track Good, Don't Die was removed from Spotify after Donna Summer's estate filed a lawsuit. The original version of the song featured a sample of Donna Summer's famous disco song, I Feel the Love. The version on the album was changed and sung by someone else, but the melody was still the same. The official Donna Summer's Instagram account called out Kanye in a story and said he asked permission to use the sample but was denied. Even though he changed it around, it was still clearly inspired by the original song. So they hit Kanye with a lawsuit and Good Don't Die was taken off Spotify. Vultures was by far one of Kanye's most controversial albums. Some people loved the project and others refused to even listen to it. But Kanye did prove that he's pretty hard to cancel and still plans on dropping Vultures 2 and 3 before the end of 2024.